Welcome to the podcast. Your host Lex here. So I'm going to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks are in an interesting position. It's really tough for this team to kind of get past the first round. This team is a very talented team. I'm a huge fan of this Milwaukee Bucks team. They just haven't been able to get over that kind of, I guess you could say, over the hump of trying to win in the playoffs. They're a team that can just barely win over 42 games, and this team has the potential to win 50, 51, 52, maybe even 53 games. They just haven't had the right coach. As great as a player as Jason Kidd was, he was great at player development. I just don't think he was the guy to be the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks and try to lead them into playoff contention for several years to come. And then you have the interim head coach who is kind of but again, not really the guy. So that leaves other candidates like Mike Jackson would be a good choice. Mike Budenholzer would be a good choice. Even David Blatt would be a good choice. I feel like Stan Van Gundy doesn't fit the mold of what today's NBA is. And today's NBA is very guard-oriented, excuse me. You know, the NBA is just run by guards, point guards, shooting guards. And it's going to be tough for Milwaukee to get over that hump in trying to get past the first round or even the second round if they don't have that coach that can get them there. They have a lot of length. Eric Bledsoe, Thon Maker, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I think going forward with this team, I don't know if they can actually trade Jabari Parker. Because his trade is just gonna, his trade value is just gonna start declining. Excuse me, because he gets injured a lot. So I think the best bet to go with as a Milwaukee Bucks team is go with somebody like Mark Budenholzer, who has playoff experience. I mean, look at what he did with the Atlanta Hawks. You know, he turned that average team into a playoff team. And I think they reached the conference finals once. You know, he ripped out a page from Greg Popovich's playbook. And he had four All-Stars on the Atlanta Hawks. And I think that's what he can do with this Milwaukee Bucks team. Giannis Antetokounmpo, already an All-Star. And then you have a lot of role players and veterans, you know. For this team to be like the Spurs of the East, they have to really find a coach that can connect with the players and really put a good product out on the floor offensively and defensively, because I'm sure this team wants to win over 42 games, you know? And I could speak for all of the Milwaukee Bucks fans out there when I say this team has potential, playoff contention potential, and might even be destined to reach the NBA Finals. But without a legitimate coach that's not a player, just coming out of the league, it's going to be hard for them. It's going to be tough for them, which is sad because I really want to see the Milwaukee Bucks succeed. And I just think that the Milwaukee Bucks are in a good place right now. But I think this offseason they have a lot of work to do. They have the draft. Hopefully they can bring in free agents. Hopefully they have cap space to bring in free agents. And right now they're on the coaching search. So who knows? You know, who knows where this team is going to go?